Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Today's show will be an all football show. Of course, we're going to wrap up the Super Bowl from last week, NFL season completed, and this week starts week one of the XFL, the return of the return of the XFL. That's right, the third time the XFL has premiered in the last 22 years now. So we'll start with the wrap-up of the Super Bowl, of course. Unless you were living under a rock, you know that the Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl last week over the Philadelphia Eagles, 38-35. And one of the most exciting Super Bowls I can remember, although recent memory there seemed to have been a lot of them, a lot of close ones, but this one was fairly exciting. The Chiefs scored a field goal, a Harrison Butker field goal in the last, I believe, 8 seconds of the game after a somewhat of a controversial penalty called by the refs on the Eagles defensive back, James Bradberry. Yeah, and I got to say that the penalty was correct. It was a holding call. They called holding. And the receiver, I think it was Smith-Schuster, Chiefs receiver, was held on the play. He ran some kind of a inside-out play, like a option or whip route, as they say. And then the Eagles DB, James Bradberry, held him up at the line, near the line of scrimmage. So that helped the Chiefs run the clock down and then kick the game-winning field goal. The field goal itself was, the penalty itself, I think, was the right call. The only problem I have is that most of the game they were not calling that, and to call that at that point in the game, I don't know. That's if you're going to let them play most of the game, you got to let them play the entire game. But by the letter of the law, that was a holding call. And props to Bradberry, who stood up and said, hey, I committed the foul. I held him. So props to him. Props to the Eagles. Their quarterback played a great game. Jalen Hurts, he certainly was not the reason they lost. Great performance. He actually outplayed Patrick Mahomes, statistically speaking. He had more passing yards, and he also had more rushing yards and scored 3 rushing touchdowns. And I believe he also had a 2-point conversion rushing touchdown. I might need to check that. But anyways, he was a big factor for the Eagles scoring in the game. But Mahomes was very efficient, 21 of 27 for 182 yards, so less than 200 yards. But he made 2 key scrambles on the day in a game where you thought he could either was going to be out in the second half because of an ankle injury or very limited. But the first drive of the second half, Chiefs were down by 10 points. Mahomes had a key scramble down, I think, to the 5-yard line. And the Chiefs ran it in from there to draw closer to 3-point deficit. And then, of course, at the end, the final drive, he had something like a 20-yard run downfield prior to the game-winning field goal. So the Chiefs have now won 2 Super Bowl championships in 4 years and 3rd overall. The first time they won was back in 1970 with Len Dawson and Hank Stram, defeating the Minnesota Vikings 23-7. They won. They also won 3 years ago, right before the COVID lockdowns, defeating the San Francisco 49ers 31-20. That was a 10-point comeback as well. They were down 20-10 midway in the fourth quarter, and that one they came back and scored 3 touchdowns. And then in this game, they were down 24-14 at halftime against the Eagles. They had 4 possessions in the second half, scored on each one, outscored the Eagles 24-11 in the second half, And then they won it all. So they have the third championship in franchise history. The only question now is, are they a dynasty? And will they – well, second question is, will they go on and be a dynasty? Will they be the new New England Patriots? It's obviously too early to say. The Patriots, although people think of them as one big dynasty for 20 years, they were actually more like two dynasties separated by about 10 years. The first dynasty, first Brady dynasty, was in the early 2000s when the Patriots won three Super Bowls in four seasons between 02 and 05. And then they didn't win again until January 2015. And in that span, they won three more, appearing in four Super Bowls overall in that span from 15 through 19. In 5 years, they were in four out of five Super Bowls and won three of them. So you could say it's the same dynasty, maybe two different dynasties, but clearly the Patriots had the team of the 2000s, they had the team of the 2010s, and now it looks like the Chiefs, they are primed to be the team of the 2020s. They have the five straight AFC Championship game appearances. They've been to three Super Bowls in the past 4 years and won two with Mahomes. And prior to Mahomes as the starter, the Chiefs were also winning those previous 5 years when Andy Reid came in 2013. So Andy Reid's been there 10 years, his first 5 years, five winning seasons, four playoff appearances, two AFC West championships. But they were not able to advance from the playoffs beyond the second round with Alex Smith. And then when they changed quarterbacks 5 years ago, obviously that's all changed. So it's a potential dynasty, and we'll see what happens. So next up, we're going to discuss XFL. The XFL is back, and it's starting today, Saturday. First game will be the Arlington Renegades against the Las Vegas Vipers. That game will be played in Arlington today at Choctaw Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Choctaw Stadium is the previous, I believe, it was Globe Life Stadium where the Texas Rangers played, baseball team. The Rangers moved into their new stadium, Globe Life Field, 3 years ago. It's an indoor stadium. And so anyways, the Arlington Renegades will be playing, and the Vegas will be playing today. So from 3 years ago, there were eight teams. There's eight teams again. There's been some name changes here. Arlington used to be they were the Dallas Renegades 3 years ago. And then the Vegas Vipers came from Tampa Bay. They were the Tampa Bay Vipers. And let's check the rest of the schedule. So week one this week, so 2:00 Central will be Vegas at Arlington. Tonight, 7:30 Central will be the Orlando Guardians against the Houston Roughnecks. Houston is another team that was in the league 3 years ago. And then Orlando, they were not in the XFL. They were in the they were in New York previous, so they're another transplanted team. The New York Guardians moved to Orlando. Vegas Vipers moved from Tampa Bay. And then tomorrow's games will be – oh, and then once and what stations are on. The Arlington-Vegas game will be on ABC today at 2:00 Central. Houston and Orlando will be on ESPN – excuse me, tonight at 7:30. And tomorrow's games will be St. Louis at San Antonio. So the St. Louis Battlehawks, they were in the XFL 3 years ago. San Antonio Brahmas are a new club. They will play each other tomorrow, 2:00 Central on ABC. And then the fourth final game of the weekend will be the Seattle Sea Dragons against the DC Defenders. at 7 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. Both clubs were in the XFL last year as well, or 3 years ago as well. Seattle, but they were, I believe they were called the Seattle Dragons. And then the D.C. Defenders were there as well. So of the eight current teams, five of them were there 3 years ago, and two have moved, and then one is a new club, San Antonio. So the other club that's not returning is the Los Angeles team from 2020 XFL. So this, like we said, this is the third attempt for the XFL. The first one was back in 2001, which I do remember that one. That was eight teams, 10 games, and the eight teams then were the Birmingham Thunderbolts, the Chicago Enforcers, the New York, New Jersey Hitmen, what a name, and then the Orlando Rage, they were in the East. The Western Division had the Las Vegas Outlaws, Los Angeles Extreme, Memphis Maniacs, and then the San Francisco Demons. So in that first season, again, you had eight teams, 10 games. The Los Angeles Extreme defeated the San Francisco Demons in the XFL championship game, which was called the Million Dollar Game. Los Angeles won, I believe, 38-6. The quarterback was former Broncos and Steelers quarterback Tommy Maddox. He was the MVP. And then after the 2001 season, NBC, which had the TV contract for the XFL, decided not to renew, so the league folded. Skip ahead to 2020. Vince McMahon, who had started the original XFL, relaunched the XFL in 2018, and he wanted to make it more about football this time, as opposed to originally it was very wrestling or entertainment heavy in the 2001 version. So the 2020 version, your teams were, as we said, five of the current teams were in the league then. D.C., Seattle, St. Louis, Houston, and Arlington, which was known as Dallas then. That also included the other three teams were the New York Guardians, Tampa Bay Vipers, and Los Angeles. And I forget can't remember the name of that team. If anybody knows the name of that team, give us a call on our guest call-in, 563-999-3409. So the XFL started when it came back in 2020, it lasted for 5 weeks. At the time, Houston Roughnecks had the best record at 5-0, and then they were in the was it the South Division, or might have been the, I think it was the West. And then in the Eastern Division, you had a three-way tie between St. Louis and a two-way tie between St. Louis and D.C. And then because of the COVID lockdowns in the week of, I think it was March, around March 11th of 2020, the league didn't fold right away, but the games that were originally scheduled were no longer scheduled because of all the shutdowns. The XFL originally tried to play through that, but because of a lot of the cities and cities operating the stadiums they were playing in, they would not allow them to play any games. And then later that spring, McMahon was forced to file for bankruptcy. In fact, let's read some of this. On April 10th, league president informed employees at a conference call that the league was suspending operations, that all employees would be terminated. 3 days later, the league filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, stating that the coronavirus pandemic had deprived the league of tens of millions of dollars in revenue. The bankruptcy filing, the league put itself up for sale and began the process of seeking a buyer to maximize the value of assets to pay off creditors. May 20th, 2020, the league made its first action toward resuming operations by asking authorities in St. Louis, Houston, Seattle to reinstate lease agreements that had previously been attempting to discharge into bankruptcy. 6 days later, court filings in the bankruptcy case revealed key dates during the possible sale of the league. As part of the bankruptcy agreement, McMahon agreed not to buy back the XFL. Deadline to file as bidder was set for July 30th. Auction scheduled to take place August 3rd. However, court documents, which were made public on July 28th, revealed that the XFL would not sell unless they successfully negotiated a new broadcasting agreement. On August 3rd, 2020, it was reported that a consortium led by Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Danny Garcia, and Jerry Cardinal were $15 million just hours before the auction could take place. The purchase received court approval on August 7th, 2020. The XFL's parent company originally listed the league with assets and liabilities in the range of $10 million to $50 million. Johnson, who previously worked for McMahon as WWE wrestler The Rock, played collegiate football with the Miami Hurricanes in the 1990s and as a professional with the Calgary Stampeders of the Canadian Football League. So, all in all, the XFL will be in its third attempt, and hopefully it'll catch on. Hopefully there won't be any bankruptcies or pandemics or nationwide or worldwide shutdowns this time. And we can at least have a completed season. Okay, here's the team that we're talking about, the Los Angeles Wildcats. So they were the eighth team in the 2020 XFL. They played in Carson, California, which is where the Chargers played. That was a soccer stadium where the Chargers played 3 years before, from the time they moved up to Los Angeles until they moved into SoFi Stadium 3 years ago. And that's the scoop on that. Now, the USFL, they returned last year in 2022. After a hiatus of, 37 years? 37 seasons. And they were able to complete their season. They played a little bit later in the spring, starting last year, April 16th, and going through early July. So they had a completed season, and they crowned a champion. It was the Birmingham Stallions. They defeated the Philadelphia Stars. What was the score of that game? Hang on, we'll get that to you. We do know Birmingham. Yeah, Birmingham won 33-30, defeating the Stars in the championship game on July 3rd. So it was on July 4th weekend. Now, those were eight teams. Again, they just like the XFL, they play a 10-game schedule. But unlike the XFL, they played all in one location in Birmingham. All eight teams played there. This season, you will have two teams in four different locations. And I believe those cities are, I want to say, Birmingham, Memphis, Detroit, and Canton, Ohio. And I'm not sure which teams are playing where exactly, but you will have two teams in each location. I believe it's Birmingham and New Orleans and Birmingham. Memphis and Houston will be playing in Memphis. Michigan and Philadelphia will be playing in Detroit. Canton will be Pittsburgh and New Jersey. You know, and the USFL actually came back after the 37-year hiatus. They were at three seasons in the 80s, 83, 84, 85. They returned last year, and now they're back again this year, but not until later in the year. And the XFL returns today. If you'd like to call in with any questions or comments on either the XFL, any of them, any, you know, the original one, the one from 2020 or this year's, feel free to call our number, 563-999-3409. Or if you'd like to discuss the USFL, either the original one, the one from last year, the one from this year, or the Super Bowl, the Chiefs. Chiefs, do you think the Chiefs are a dynasty? Call in. I know it's a little early to say if they're going to be a dynasty or not, but they certainly seem on their way. But with NFL, you never know. Whenever a team looks like they're going to be a dynasty, 9 times out of 10, they don't become one. If you look at the past, let's see, all the recent champions besides the Patriots, the Eagles won back in 2018. They look like, I don't know if they'd be a dynasty, but they would certainly be back with what they had. And they returned to the Super Bowl, but with a different quarterback and a different coach and really a different team. When they won in 2018, they had actually a backup won that one with Nick Foles, and they had a different coach, Doug Peterson, who now coaches the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers won 2 years ago, and that was a team that has been struggling for many years. Tom Brady goes there, and his first year they win the Super Bowl with Bruce Arians as their coach. Arians, of course, stepped down previous to this past season, replaced by Todd Bowles, and now Tom Brady retired officially after 23 years. So the Bucs, who had three good playoff seasons, Brady gave him three good playoff seasons, never really looked like they'd be a dynasty, but it appeared they could have possibly won back-to-back or maybe 2 and 3 years, but that's not going to happen. Then the Rams, who won after the Bucs, they didn't look too good this year, and they don't appear to be dynastic at all in terms of coming back and winning more Super Bowls. They still have their coach, McVay, but they have an older quarterback in Stafford. So I'm not sure about them. And then the Chiefs. So, and then we can also go back to the Broncos. The Broncos won with an older quarterback as well last time with Peyton Manning, and they never became a dynasty. So the Chiefs, of all the recent champions, Chiefs or the Patriots, Patriots which were a dynasty, Chiefs look to be the only one that could supplant them to becoming a dynasty anytime soon. And once again, if you'd like to call us up, we're at 563-999-3409. We have a few minutes if you'd like to talk. Game time will be just 5 minutes from now. Vegas will be playing at Arlington at Choctaw Stadium, which is the old Texas Rangers ballpark, the one that was built in the 1990s. The Renegades, Arlington Renegades, is where the Dallas Renegades in 2020 posted a 2-3 record there in 2020. Their coach is former Oklahoma Sooners head coach Bob Stoops. He was also their head coach back in 2020. The opponent, Vegas Vipers, they've moved from Tampa Bay. The Tampa Vipers were, I believe, 1-4 in 2020. And I'm not sure who they're coached by. Let's see here. We'll check on that. Okay, it looks like they're – one of their quarterbacks is Brent Hundley, who used to be with the Packers backup. Well, we don't know who their coach is. Oh, well, we'll find out in a few minutes. Oh, let's look this up. Oh, their coach is Rod Woodson. Rod Woodson, the former Pittsburgh Steeler great. And their home field is going to be Cashman Field. That's a AAA ballpark in Vegas where the AAA baseball team plays. And all right, well, it's about all the time we have for today. So enjoy the first week of XFL football. Actually, before we wrap up, why don't we go over who the coaches are? Arlington is Bob Stoops. DC is Reggie Barlow. Houston is the great Wade Phillips. Orlando is Terrell Buckley. San Antonio is Hines Ward. Seattle is Jim Haslett. St. Louis is Anthony Fecht. And then, of course, Vegas is Rod Woodson. All right, so enjoy the games today. We'll have a wrap-up show closer to Monday and talk about the results from the first week of the XFL. Enjoy the games and have a good day. Bye-bye.